Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. We've got a full house today, and instead of Denise York, we've got Bob York with Michaela and Griff. Good to have y'all in.
Good to be here, James.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
The A team had to do some babysitting duty, so she sent the B team in for this morning. So I'm here to represent.
Oh, very good. So we're glad to have you in here, Bob. So what do you want to start out first with?
Well, we wanted to thank everybody that came out and supported the Vaudeville event for the Midland Theater Foundation. Once again this year, just a wonderful event. The talent is just amazing for that. But we want to thank folks for coming out and helping support that cause. The theater is coming along. It's a very big project, and it takes a lot to get it done. So thank you, everybody, for your support with that.
Absolutely. It was a great night, good turnout, and so always fun to be able to have that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look forward to having it in the theater.
Yes.
In the future, right? So, yes.
That's the plan. So what else is going on?
We don't have a lot to talk about this morning, or Denise didn't give me a lot to talk about. I'll put it that way. We did want to discuss... let Mr. Griffin Walker talk about the Kiwanis Buckout Challenge, and Michaela Trim from Carter Automotive is here to visit about the Demo Derby. So,
all right, who wants to start out first here? All right, we got Mr. Griff up at the microphone here. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Griff. Good morning to you as well, Mr. Cooper.
All right, so we got that corporate challenge. You know, you're rallying around, getting some signups for us. So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, as you know, the Kiwanis is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to changing the world one child and one community at a time. So our focus is to raise money and different projects throughout the community under the direction of Jenna Kassler, who's our president. You know her. She's a stickler. So I kind of got like Bob. I got Bob like Bob got this morning. I'm the B team. And then we both were conned into it. So, or no, not conned, told to do it. So, you know, that's what we do for kids. And that's kind of what the Buckout does, is raise dollars so that we can invest back into scholarships. You got different projects in the community that we've did, like handicapped swings, just numerous things that we can do. And we're a small group, so whatever we can do, fundraiser, clean garage, we're going to put it back into our community.
Small but mighty.
Yeah, with Jenna Kassler at the lead.
That's good. So tell us a little bit about the Buckout for folks who maybe have never watched it or never participated.
So what we try to do is simulate the rodeo environment for young and old and all different types of people to be able to sit on a bull, which is a mechanical bull. And we create that atmosphere by myself announcing this event and then allowing the kids and adults to compete within three progressive rounds. The first round, they get a score. Second round, they get another score. And then in the third round, we take back the top 10 individuals. And from that, the top 10 individuals, whoever has the best score of the cumulative scores, will receive in the top four placings, will receive a buckle that they can take home and say that they're the champion of this awesome event that we do every year.
Yeehaw.
Yeah,
saddle up.
That's fantastic. So, obviously, folks can, you know, maybe they've got employees who want to do this, or maybe they just want to sponsor it. And I know you guys can find riders as well.
Yeah, so we're short a few riders right now. So, to encourage individuals to sign up, we would like right now we're looking for three riders, and then there's eight new spots that came in. So, there could be some possible riders there. So, if you don't have the funds and you want to get out there and participate, we encourage you to come out and see if you can get signed up early on those riding spots and enjoy the good time as well.
That's great. And so how much if we want to get signed up as well to sponsor?
It's $75 to sign up for a single. Usually most people purchase four or five at a time and get the discount that they can receive by signing up multiple participants. And right now, from those signups that we've had, I just want to say some thank yous to the sponsors. IAFF Local 265, Carter Automotive, Atmos Energy. Yeah, big shout out to Carter Automotive. Woo. Yeah, they're in the building. H&R Block, J-Rock, Muller Construction, Jim and Jolene Faulkner, Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, Coffeeville Feed Store, Gillum's Liquor Store, Eagle Security, Golden, the Golden Family, KGGF, People's Choice Credit Union. Yep, KGF, big spot here. And then Tractor Supply, Westlake, and then Sonic, and then John Deere. So right now, those are some big key sponsors that we have out, and that puts our totals at about 31 currently. And our goal is to get around 75 people to participate in this, which allows us to do a lot of cool fundraisers for and for the community.
So if people want to sign up, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to sign up is to contact Jenna Kassler, Jim Faulkner. You can go to the chamber, I believe, is the location. We'll get you signed up. Contact one of us, and they'll be able to get us signed up through email, whatever it may be. There's brochures in places as well to get signed up, and I think the chamber's one. So please get signed up.
So Griff, you're going to be out there kind of emceeing this, calling this rodeo here. And from your, you know, rodeo background, how do we prepare for Mechanical Bull, you know? Do we need to watch Urban Cowboy? I mean, what does this look like?
Man, what I think, we try to keep it really country, so you probably have to go back to, like, Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
There where it all originated from. But, yeah, it's a good atmosphere. I like to pump up the kids. You know, I use the terminology of rodeo, things that I've heard over the course of my rodeo career, and I just know that those are the words that made me the cowboy I am today. So I feel like if I use those same words today, we may have a little more future cowboys coming up.
Fantastic. That is wonderful. Now,
come in ready to be tougher than woodpecker.
Yep. That's right. Yep. That's right. So it's going to be a great time. Hope folks can, you know, come by and check that out. One more question for you. Do you have overall a favorite rodeo event?
Yes, my favorite all rodeo event goes to Tie Down Calf Roping.
Uh-huh.
But I'd also like to say that I originated from the Weatherby and Jake Long family, and so I was a team roper. So I think that would come in second, and especially to see Jake as a local world champion. I think I'd have to say that that's pretty ultimate to say that that's probably one of my top events to have that kind of connection with that in the rodeo world is. It'd be team roping with Jake Long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we got some great nights of rodeo coming up here at the interstate. And, again, this will be on the Thursday, right, of
yes.
the interstate.
Yeah, it'll be on Thursday night. It'll be before the rodeo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So try to get out there around 5 o'clock. So if you don't have a spot, we can get you a spot if there's extras. And then we'll try to kick off about 5:30. And then that way we're done before the rodeo. Go grab your girlfriend, wife, friend, some food, and then get in there and watch a great night of rodeo.
Great, and it's kind of right across from the livestock barns and kind of the grassy area where you do this.
Very right. much so. So it's a good time, and it's shaded too. So
yes.
Don't think it's going to be too hot. I mean, it's going to be hot, but you can still breathe a little bit in the shade that's provided by those trees in the Walter Johnson Park.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great time. Appreciate you helping out with this, Griff. And we've also got another fantastic event that folks can participate here. You know, if you've got some kids out there who want to get a little early demo action in, right, with a little less stakes.
That's right.
So, Michaela, tell us a little bit about what you're heading up here this year.
All right. Well, Carter Auto Parts has been a proud sponsor of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo Demolition Derby for 34 years. And this year's event is going to be awesome. It's on Saturday the 15th. The grandstands open at 6, as it does every night, those 5 nights that we have great events at the grandstands. And starting at 7, we're going to have 2 age groups, Power Wheels Derby. So the registration forms are at fairandrodeo.com, and they can be turned in at the chamber. And we really just want to encourage all the kids to participate. You don't have to be technical like mutton busting. You can come out and just drive your power wheels around and get a little aggression out. We do Mad Dog Awards for the kids. So if you've got a little Mad Dog on your hands, bring them out to the event. We'd love to see what they can do.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's always a really fun one to watch ahead of time here, and you know, just getting everything going. And so I know some of those kids, they'll decorate them out, deck them out, and you know, just have a good time. This is one of those things that, you know, the kids can participate in. And again, what's kind of like the age group that you said?
Sure.
For this,
yeah, we do an age group 3 to 6 year olds, and then also a 7 to 9 year old group. So the littles will go first, and then the bigs, and then of course I don't know. What do we call the grown-ups?
Well, yeah, so that's on the way, too. That's going to be good.
So, the registration forms, again, are at fairandrodeo.com, as well as the rules for the event. And Carter Auto Parts is very excited to be a co-sponsor. And we are also doing a social media campaign right now, giving away fun passes, which gives entry general admission to all five of the grandstand events. So we just want to encourage you to go to our Carter Automotive Facebook page. All you got to do is like or share or comment who you're taking to the fair, and you will earn entries for every name. And we're going to give away a pair of passes tomorrow, and then we're also giving away a pair of passes next Friday. So there's lots of time to get in on that, and we'll be sharing lots of great information about all the events coming up. We're just really excited to see the community out there and be a part of that community.
Well, that is great. Any costs? Yeah, that's right. Any costs to sign up for the Power Wheels?
The Power Wheels is a free event. I'm not sure about... I think it's all free. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Yeah, fairandrodeo.com.
All right. Yeah, just go there and check it all out. But it's going to be a great time. And again, yeah, the more participation in this, the better. It really is a great spectator sport, and always great to have the kids out there. And it's coming up soon. So get signed up for that. So we do appreciate it, Michaela. Hope folks can check it on out. So, and Bob, anything else as we wrap up here?
Thing I could remember, I believe it's August 4th, is National Night Out.
Yes.
Up at the swim park with the first responders. So if you're looking for something to do that evening, please go up and enjoy the events up there. So.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, Michaela, and Griff, we appreciate you coming on by here today. So much good stuff coming up, and we can't wait for the fair.
Thank you, James.
Thanks so much. All right, yeah, you take care. And with that, we have more Open Line coming up here in just a few minutes here on the Mighty 690 after this check of Beef Industry News.